USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The death toll related to severe winter weather in New York is climbing. On Sunday, Governor Kerry Hochul said a dozen people have died as a result of a massive blizzard that's hitting the Buffalo area. She noted it'll go down as one of the most devastating storms in the city's history. The National Weather Service has recorded more than 40 inches of snow at Buffalo's airport in recent days. Hochul said local officials are working with the Biden administration on disaster declaration. The storm is part of a significant winter event that has swept the U.S. over the past weekend, leaving at least 34 people dead in a dozen states and causing widespread holiday flight issues and power outages. Governor Kerry Hochul says she thanks the first responders. Officials in Jackson, Mississippi are issuing a citywide boil water notice. The Sunday announcement came after water lines broke due to frigid temperatures caused by a powerful winter storm that has swept the U.S. over the past week. While local crews worked to repair the breaks, the city says water distribution sites were being set up for those in need. This comes after Jackson's main treatment plant partially collapsed back in August, leaving thousands without running water. Police in Colorado are investigating after two people were found dead in an apparent murder-suicide in the parking lot of a Jehovah's Witnesses Kingdom Hall in the early morning hours on Sunday. It happened in Thornton, which is about 10 miles north of Denver. Authorities say they were told an adult female was shot and killed by an adult male who then turned the gun on himself. No congregation meetings were in session. On Sunday night, Thornton police said they were three incendiary devices found at the scene. They were rendered safe and collected with the help of the Adams County Hazardous Material Unit. They did not elaborate on what type of incendiary devices were found or where exactly they were located. The Sherwood Congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses said in a statement they were shocked and deeply saddened by the shooting, and their hearts go out to the family and friends of those who have been traumatized by the heinous actions that took the life of an innocent victim and threatened the lives of many others, and that they were praying for the families of all those affected.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Holiday deliveries are being delayed by this massive storm. UPS is reporting having service outages in four states today, with some areas of Michigan, New York, Indiana, and Ohio not seeing pickups or deliveries. FedEx also alerted customers about substantial disruptions at its Memphis and Indianapolis hubs, causing delays nationwide. If you want to return any gifts you receive for the holidays, the Better Business Bureau has some help. The Bureau recommends folks try and find out the return policy for the store they need to visit before heading there, and to bring a gift receipt with them if they have one. Also ask about a restocking fee, which can be used up to 25% of the purchase price for some items. A voter-approved gun background check law could go into effect next week in Oregon. A judge says he'll decide by next Tuesday whether to lift its ban on the new law. Voters approved the ban to require all background checks to be completed before guns can be sold. Right now, gun dealers can finalize a sale if the background check takes too long. West Point is removing Confederate statues and symbols from its campus. The military academy kicked out the process to either take down or modify displays that memorialize the Confederacy over the holiday break. That includes a portrait of Robert E. Lee wearing a Confederate uniform. The portrait will be moved from the military academy's library to storage. Netflix will team with Chris Rock for its first ever global live stream event next year. The comedian's March 4th show in Baltimore will stream live on Netflix at 10 p.m. Eastern. The special titled Selective Outrage will be Rock's second for the streaming giant. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.